Sagt the Mishnah weiter, was sagt das Beit, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Dalet. In the previous Mishnah, we learned that little birds that fly into the Shaivach, that's like the special little dove house. You can use them on Yom Tov only if you made a Hachana before Yom Tov. You designated them. The Mishnah say you have to pick it up. The Basil say it's enough just to do it B'dibur, even B'machshava. Well, what happens if I think I designated the right birds, but now during Yom Tov, I'm saying, uh-oh, are these the birds I prepared? The Mishnah is going to actually give us four different cases. In the first case, he prepared Erev Yom Tov, one set of birds, black doves, to take them tomorrow on Yom Tov. He comes back, he's about to take them, and he says, these ones are white. Wait a second, I also prepared white birds, but not in this room, because these dove houses have different rooms. So he goes to the one where he prepared the white birds, and he says, these are black. Of course, it would be wishful thinking to say, well, what's the difference? I prepared one set of blackbirds, one set of whitebirds, and two different rooms in the dove house. They must have just switched with each other, but they're all birds that I prepared. We don't know that. We're not going to let him use it. As far as we know, the blackbirds in this room, they went bye-bye, they're gone. And different whitebirds came in and took their place, and the whitebirds in the other room, they're also gone. And different blackbirds came and took their place. So these aren't the birds that he prepared, and therefore they're muksa. That's case number one in the Mishnah. Let's see the Mishnah inside. Zok the Mishnah, Zimein Shechayrim. He designated before Yom Tov black doves, Imatz Levanim. But on Yom Tov he finds white doves. Levanim Imatz Shechayrim. He prepared white doves, and now he finds black ones. Now, it's obvious if he prepared black ones and he finds white ones, so the ones he prepared aren't here. The Chiddush is therefore, as we explained it, they were in two separate rooms. One set was black, one set was white. I would think, okay, maybe they just switched rooms. No, we don't know that, and we can't rely on that. Now we go to the second of the four cases in our Mishnah. He designated the birds in one of the rooms over here, and there were two doves over there. Comes a Yom Tov to take it. Surprise, there are three doves here. He doesn't know which ones he prepared. So they're all Aser. Even if we're going to assume that two out of the three over here are the ones that he prepared, it's not that they all flew away and all three are new, but there's still one dove over here that he didn't prepare, which is Muktzah. And being that I don't know which is the odd bird, the one that's Muktzah, the one that wasn't here when he prepared them, they're all Aser. Let's see the Mishnah inside of the second case. Shnayim, he prepared two birds in this particular room. Imatzah Shloisha comes back on Yom Tov and finds there are three birds here. Asurim, they're all Aser. What's the third case? He prepared Erev Yom Tov in this third case. One room of birds that had three doves in it. Comes back the next day, there are only two. The Mishnah tells us a Chiddush, these two are Mutter. But I don't recognize them. Maybe just like one bird flew away, all the birds flew away, or another bird flew away, and some other birds came in to take their place. No, we don't say that. You prepared three, and you found two. We're going to assume that these are two out of the three you originally prepared in their mutter. Let's see the case inside. Shloisha prepared three birds, but imatzah shnayim, he finds only two. Mutarim, it's mutter. Case number four. B'toich hakein. He prepared the birds Erev Yom Tov. They were inside this room. Each room of the dove house. The dove house is called the Shaivach. Each room is called the Kain. Remember what the Pasuk says? By the Teva, Kinem, Tasa, Es, HaTeva. Compartments, rooms. The word Kain also means a nest. Sometimes a nest over here. Really, Rav Shamsha Falher says it's the same word. Anytime you have a small enclosure that shelters live creatures, like a nest, or maybe even the whole room, it's called a Kain. The word Goinen, like Hagona, means to protect. A garden is usually protected by a gate. So a gan is a garden. A kan is a stronger form of a garden, says Rav Shamsha Fulhersh. It's more enclosed. It's more sheltered. That's why it's a kuf instead of a gimel. So either it's referring to the nest or the room itself is called a kain. Either way, what he prepared was inside. When he prepared the birds, they were inside the kain. He finds them in front of the kain. Tomorrow on Yom Tov, when he comes to take them, they're on this little board. You see, these birdhouses came with a little porch. There's no gate over there, but there's like a little board in front of them, in front of the different rooms. Maybe they're not the same birds. The birds I prepared were inside the house. These are on their little porch. Zak the Mishnah, b'toich hakein, if the ones he prepared were inside the room. Imatza lifnei hakein, and the ones that he finds on Yom Tov are outside. despite the fact that he peeks in and he sees no birds inside. So l'chari, these are the same ones, no? Not necessarily. Asurim, Hirasar. Could be these are not the doves he designated, even though it's common for doves to go out onto their porch for air. However, Zakta Mishnah, Vim Ein Sham Eleheim, if these are the only birds in the area, there are no other kinim in the entire area. This is the only kin. Then we assume Mitar. I'm not going to say they came from a whole different set of dove houses someplace. Again, we're assuming over here, these are smaller birds that can't fly too far. They can just kind of float. They go up a little, they come down, and they do this only within a 50 amma radius. So if there's no other cane within 50 amos, these must be the same birds, the ones that he prepared. But if they're bigger birds, then they could have come from even a further place. Now the Gemara says a chiddush. If there was no other cane in the area, it's pasha, these are the birds. Vadi, they're the ones he prepared. What's the chiddush? So the Gemara says, you know what the chiddush is? Even if there are other kinim in the area, but because of an angle, let's say they're off to a corner, you have to make a right turn or a left turn to get to them, you can't see them from this cane. If I was taking a picture from above, I would see that they are within 50 amis of each other. But when you're down on the floor, you can't see it because it's off to a turn. It's mutter. Because the nature of these small birds are, they won't wander off, not even within 50 amis, if they don't see the closest cane. And therefore, as the Mishnah concludes, V'yamein shem elahein, if these are the only birds in the area, hareilu mutar. Now, I know some of you are asking a question. This last din, v'yamein shem elahein, if there's no other cane within 50 amis, hareilu mutar, does this refer to all of the cases in the Mishnah, or only this last case, the fourth case, of where he prepared the birds b'toicha kein, and he finds them in front of the kein? So as we're chazering the Mishnah, we'll chaz over the four cases, let's see to which cases it could apply to this din, that if there's no other place within 50 amas of the birds to come from, then we could assume that it's okay. These are the birds that we prepared. What was case number one of the Mishnah? Zimen shchayim yimatza levanim, or levanim yimatza shchayim. So we said, two rooms. Before Yom Tov, he said, oh, black birds in this room, white birds in the other room, those are the ones I'm going to use for Yom Tov. He comes there during Yom Tov, he says, huh? Wait, now the white birds are in this room and the black birds are in the other room. The Mishnah said, asurim. Maybe they're different birds. But over here too, if there's no other cane in the area, there's no place where they could have come from, so we're going to assume these are the birds that he prepared. They just happened to change rooms. Okay, what was the second case? He prepared two and he finds three. Usher. Doesn't help me there's no other cane in the area. Because Lamaisa, I know for a fact the third bird came in over here. I can't explain it, so whatever the explanation is, it is. But you can't change the facts on the ground. There's another bird here that doesn't belong there. The next case, the third case in the Mishnah, he prepared three and he finds two, so he said it's mutter. So it's mutter anyway. And the fourth case was b'toicha kein u'motza lifnei kein. Asurim. So the heter of im ein sham elahem arielu mitarim would l'chayr apply to case number one and case number four.